CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. Know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot and salute?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's
But the failure of today should be a lesson for tomorrow. We would count our days, but the end goes down. Well, felt like it's your last month. Do whatever the fuck you want. Don't even think about tomorrow or the other days to come. And when I look back from above, I take a look at opposite, but the failure of today should be a lesson for tomorrow. We will count our days, but the end goes down.
Hello, Vancouver, and welcome to Sore Throats Clapping Hands. My name is Robert Privet. I'll be with you for the next hour and one half before Explode in Head Movies comes on with Gak, followed by The Jazz Show at 9 until midnight, followed by Canada Post Rock with P-Bone. So we started that all off with Tim Vental from Road Sweet Road. Name of the track is Do Whatever the Fuck You Want. And I played that. I played some of him last week because Tim Bogdachev from We All Fall Down, our punk rock show here on Thursday afternoons, if it's still on Thursday afternoons. Anyway, he suggested Tim Vental to me, and I felt I liked it so much, and I haven't been playing any of it, so I said I'll start next week's one with a track there too. So yeah, check him out, Tim Vental from I believe he's from the Netherlands. Let's get right back into some music with the Briggs. This is Heroes by Choice. You're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR.
Of the heroes that we now have lost. Recognition of their
a secondary to our calm.
Do the beat. Yo, what's up, Vancouver? This is The Briggs, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow.
Heavy hooves fall on our stomachs, our hearts, or our heads. Rome never heeds when we call. Her centuries pass on, that is all. And we gather behind them in hordes and plot to reconquer them. Down the stairs.
Yes, it is true, we are not strong. We know of peoples that are. Yes, and we'll guide them along to smash and destroy you in war. We shall be slaves just the same. Drag down the
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
This plane is definitely crashing!
Bad Bird Events and CITR present the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at a new venue, the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, now bigger, brighter, and with more records than ever before. Featuring music by the Knights of the Turntable. And free with admission, the Vinyl Fair Discount Card. Get 10% off all vinyl purchases at participating record stores across Vancouver. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. Go to www.vinylrecordfair.com or find us on Facebook for more information.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you sweet deals on the West Side and UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, Displaced Hasheries, The Eatery, Fresh is the Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Illusion Studio and Spa, Herner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Hello, Vancouver, and we're back. You're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR 101.9 FM. And what you heard before the break was Billy Bragg from William Bloke, 1996 album, A Picture Song. And then before that was The Briggs off of Numbers, Heroes by Choice. And so I got a good show coming up for you. I got a special guest who just showed up. So he's going to be playing. Oh, get a little guitar in the background there. Yeah, if you want to throw down some background guitar, feel free to.
I just wanted to say hello.
There, okay. There we go. And so that's Jesse Laborde from Cambridge.
Good pronunciation too.
Well, you know what?
Nobody ever gets that right.
I was wondering how French.
It's not really French at all.
It's not really French.
Or I'm not really French. At
okay,
all.
Well I am. So
there you go,
Laborde. For
well,
now.
You nailed it.
Yeah, perfect. Anyway, he's going to play a whole bunch of tunes, and also we're going to preview a track. Release it, like
this pretty is, much. Yeah, it's coming. It's the first time it's ever been heard.
So that's very exciting. And then I got some concert announcements coming up for you, and there's new albums and all that good stuff. But while we get ready here in the studio, let's get right back into some music. You know, I like to listen to music while we're doing the music radio show. So let's listen to Dave House from. Seven inch, and that's God Bless the SOS, the Explosion here on CITR.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Talked to Brian about it, Frank too, Holly already knew, yeah, Holly already knew that I was slap boxing outside of the lanes, dodging potholes in the wind and rain. This is insane, a single car accident with a never-ending radio playing, sleeping in the van out front at Kate's. Up at six when I was out too late. I said what I came to say. Now I only complain. I only complain on highways. And I got miles and miles and miles of nothing but miles and miles. Songs about writing songs, and albums over 40 minutes long, and broke up bands on their third reunion tour. Damn, but we both should have quit at age 24. I got two jobs and a girl back home. Collection agencies calling on my prepaid cell phone. It don't take skill nor luck.
to never amount to much, but I got miles and miles and miles of nothing but miles and miles, miles and miles and miles of nothing but miles and miles. Broke and play fake ass shows. Move with heart, sing from your soul. If you can't play, then dance instead. Music should sound like escape, not rent. Music should sound like escape, not rent. Music should sound like escape, not rent. When this is all bound for nothing. When this is all. Miles and miles and miles of nothing but miles and miles, miles and miles and miles of nothing but miles and miles.
I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs, because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM. Where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
Keep it real while the world keeps spinning, tripping up our heels, get steady, ready. Drinking off the bum past my feet. Now I will stumble on home, for now I'm all alone, praying that I make it to my street. 'Cause I'm gone, Lord, I'm gone, leaving the city all alone. Yeah, I'm gone, Lord, I'm gone, leaving the city all alone. Yeah,
hey, Vancouver, and that was Jack Mersker and the Whiskey Bandits. I like saying that. Anyway, he's going to be on the show, actually, not next week. Next week, I won't even be here. But the week after that, he'll be playing live to promote an upcoming show and some new work. And then also to promote a tour and an upcoming album is Jesse Laborde, who is here in the studio.
Love that pronunciation.
Yeah.
Just nailing it.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to listen to some live music from Jesse in a second, unless you're ready to rock.
No, you go ahead and do what you got to do.
Okay, well, one thing I was going to mention, because we also heard Chuck Ragan and from Covering Ground, which is his new release, and then we heard a sample from an album that's not released yet from Avail's Tim Berry, 40 Miler, and we heard that track, and that should be released sometime April 10th. So that'll be April 10th there. And before that was David House. So some great tunes, and got an hour left in the show. We're going to be covering, what else are we going to be listening to? Well, I've got a list of shows, but I'm going to do that later. For now, let's just listen to what you got in store for us here.
Cool. This is a song called Four Doors of Freedom. I haven't played it in a while, so I'm going to try it out.
For the first time in what feels like forever, heading west towards the setting sun, and I'm reminded why I like evenings more than mornings, and all the things that I left behind, like a bed I don't have, and a girl I don't need, and an opinion that I'm probably better off without either one. Shake these thoughts from my head, let's take this next exit, and point this motherfucker back east. We're making way for Montreal, and my faith in my country's been left behind. Gas is getting cheaper, makes me only wanna drive further away from this shit, cause none of it can touch us, but eventually it'll catch us. Time here is fleeting. Soon we will be back at home. Soon we will be back at home. So we'll stop and we'll sing with our new friends, 5,000 miles away. All that matters is that you make the most of your time.
I always let that
ring for the piano line. I can't do it.
So, speaking of the piano, you have some arrangements there with the new solo stuff, or even the old solo stuff.
Yeah, lots of arrangements. Yeah. Piano.
And so how are you going to deal with that when you go out on the road?
Well, they have to exist, just me and a guitar. And I think they do, even with the most crazy accompaniment that I put on them. They have to kind of exist like I just played that. So that's how they started. And then you hear them with accompaniment on the CD and it works. But it's also got to work the other way. So it pretty much just always works. There's always a backbone of a song in there that generally always works. And then sometimes, hopefully, people will come on stage. The people who play the stuff, like the guy who plays piano, lives in Victoria, so hopefully when I play Victoria, he can be there with me here.
Whereabouts are you headed out and
Flying to Toronto tomorrow night. Hopefully, as you said, the Revival Tour is there right now. And then I'm doing about 12 shows all within an hour's drive of Toronto, all really close, using Toronto as a hub, kind of, which makes it really convenient, no real long drives. Easy on gas, relatively cheap.
So we're talking Hamilton, Oshawa.
Hamilton, Oshawa.
Yes.
Hometown,
yes.
Oshawa, exactly. O-Town.
Yeah, right on.
Peterborough.
Oh, there we go.
Barrie, first time in Guelph. Kitchener, Stratford, with my friend John Creedon, who I'm playing with, who you should also play in your show, plays the same sort of shit, like folk punk on acoustic. He's from Stratford. Stratford's other golden boy, not Justin Bieber.
Is Beaver from Stratford?
Beaver's from Stratford.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then where else? Ajax.
Ajax. I was born in Ajax.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
People always trash talk Ajax, and they're like, God, you can't play there. It's the worst place. But then you go there, and last time I went there, I had a great show.
It's a fabulous place. I don't know what people are talking about.
Right. Same as Oshawa, though. I heard the same thing for Oshawa, and every time we play Oshawa, it's always awesome.
Yeah, no, especially for punk rock related sort of stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly. Maybe you can't get away with all styles there, but there's definitely a punk rock scene there.
Oh, absolutely. It's a working man's town for sure. So, awesome. Well, that was great. That was great.
That was a short one. Sorry, I caught you off guard.
No. I'm running around with my head cut off doing the show all the time. All right. Well, we'll be back with Jesse Lebrunet in a little bit. And going to play some a new track and then all sorts of good stuff. So, but for now, let's get back into my little playlist that I brought here. This is Unsubstantiated Rumors, and that is by Against Me. And I'm happy that I remember last time I played this song, like 2 years ago. I had such a hard time with Unsubstantiated.
Is it the album version or the 7-inch one?
It is from the album.
Have you ever heard the 7-inch version of the song?
It absolutely.
It's awesome as well.
It really good. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's probably one of the reasons why I started the show, as I listened to Against Me back when they started.
Doing two versions of both songs?
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, here's Against Me. You're listening to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands on CITR.
It's just getting warm.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
This place that I'm not dead.
with no kids, memorized outlines, just looking for a friend. Down on your luck, I know a place, not much to the joint, but sometimes you'll find an ace in these problems that we chase. Next door, and we'll drink one for his future in life. 'Cause the ship's going down, and the life will be fast. When money is the color, we can't pass around. 'Cause we'll drink one for the kid next door, and we'll drink one for his future in life. 'Cause the ship's going down, and the life will be fast. When money is the color, we can't pass around. Hey, hey.
My name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world. We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Hey Vancouver, and welcome back to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Robert Privet, and I'm here with Jesse Le Bourdais from, pronounced to a T, from Cambridge, and he's going to be playing a track. Are you ready for another track?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, well, let's just get right back into it then.
This is, I played a really old song before. This is a brand new song. It's newer than even the new record I'm putting up. It's called Things Will Get Better.
And you steal everything from us. You talk a good deal about moving forward. You say too much about why we're behind. You talk a lot about living in a world that I'm just not sure I do. And you talk a lot of shit, but to throw it out is truth. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. How to feel like these fucking politicians are the best we can do. I'm tired of seeing people sitting out waiting for their lives to change to something new. I'm tired of seeing all the people I don't want to see and all the places I don't want to see them. I'm tired of feeling like this will never change. Oh no, but I don't believe my best interests are served by anyone but me, my friends, my family, and the strength of community. So stay a little while, my friends. Stay until the lights go up. Stay a little while, my darling. It's way too cold to go home. And if you stay, I promise things will look better. Take what you need, don't make a fuss. Sing with me just for a moment, 'cause none of us are here for very long anyway. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to say my life is much better. There is much I have to answer for. I've worked much less than I should have, and I've received more than I have earned. But I'm trying my best to distance myself from the entitlements we claim we were born. So I help you if I can and you need it. I sort of want to see you starve, and I don't deserve anything more. I can easily hold anything that's left was never really mine. So stay a little while, my friends. Stay until the lights go up. Stay a little while, my darling. It's way too cold to go home. And if you stay, I promise things will be better. Take what you need, don't make a fuss. Sing with beats for a moment, 'cause none of us are here for very long anyway. Anyway. I'll promise it till the very end. Sing with me for a moment, 'cause none of us are here for very long anyway. None of us are here for very long anyway.
Right on, man. Well, thank you very
much. It's getting
hot in here. Yeah, I know. In the summer, man, this place is a million degrees.
I know, I came
around
Canada once.
Holy smokes, it's brutal. Yeah. Here, let's put the mic a little closer to you when you're not singing.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, no
problem. Sounds distorted, I think, in the headphones maybe, so I'm worried that I'm clipping. But
no, and you know what? I got my hand on the...
riding the master fader?
On the one, yeah, the master fader. That's my mixing here. Yeah, so I got my
I think it must just be these speakers blown because it sounds like it's crispy in here, but... Yeah. I think I noticed that last time and then was quiet when I spoke. So.
And we also have a new fellow who's doing all our technical stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He is doing a great job.
Nice. Like,
yeah, if you're out there, maybe you've noticed if you listen, Chris, he's here and he's our new technical. Well, he's been doing it for a little while now, but the podcasts are sounding great.
Yeah.
Everything's sounding like fantastic. So
perfect.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk a little about concerts coming up. Let me see here. Concert's coming up. Okay. Perhaps you're interested, perhaps you're not, but Andrew Bird is coming to the venue on April 10th. Joel Plaskett will be playing the venue as well on April 14th, and he's starting some sort of tour that's going across Canada. Most of Canada will be with Frank Turner. Now, Frank Turner and Joel Plaskett are not going to be playing together in Vancouver, and last week I said that Frank Turner won't be coming to Vancouver, but he is, apparently, on April 23rd.
Announced in the province. It's the last place I ever find out about shows, but I found out about Frank Turner from the province.
Really? Of all places? Yeah, because I didn't see it anywhere.
I haven't seen it
anywhere, so, you know. Anyway, it's going to be great.
He's big time now.
Yeah, man. He's playing Wembley. Wembley Stadium.
And Billy Bragg is opening for him.
No way. Holy smokes. Well, that's a good show. If you're in England, you should go to that show. Yeah. It might be on, like,
I think it's probably sold out, dude.
Right now, yeah, and it's sold out. Yeah. Pretty amazing, though. And he last time I saw him came to town and it was fabulous. It was October 10th with Andrew Jackson Jihad and Intuit Over It, I think, played. But it was great. And he does a cover when he's playing it.
He always plays funny covers, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm a huge Queen fan, so he played he didn't play it because I'm a huge Queen fan, but it worked out great because he played Somebody to Love, I think it was, and it was really good. So. So Frank Turner, he is going to be coming to town on April 23rd. I think April 16th will be the Calgary show with Joel Plaskett. And, if you're going, well, I don't know, it should be interesting. Have you seen Joel Plaskett play ever?
I've never seen Joel Plaskett play, but I like him. I like his newest recording for his album, too. He recorded every song in a week.
So oh, did he?
He would, like, track, mix, release in a week. So it was like very varied. It's very creative. It's not like you're locked in for months doing one thing. So I thought it was a really nice way to make a record.
Yeah. Do you think that he has the freedom to do that now? I guess he's
I think now, super yeah. producer. He couldn't have done that on his first record or anything, but I think now it's he can make more of a deal about it every week. Like, here's the new song. Here's the new song. People actually will care about it. And if yeah. couldn't really get away with that, I think, if you were unknown. But
yeah, I guess that's a big jump from that that threesome.
Yeah, he's ambitious, man. He writes a lot of songs and puts them all out, too. So can't fault that.
Yeah, Ashery Rock was a good album.
Yeah.
Like, fantastic album. So, yes, Trampled by Turtles will be coming to the venue. All this stuff come to the venue. But Trampled by Turtles, May 26th. And that is also, that's when I'm going to be at Pink Floyd.
Trampled by Turtles competing with Pink Floyd that night.
Yeah, exactly. I think they'll be fine. But, yeah, and Social D, April 16th. Don't forget that.
And 17th,
because the first one is sold out. Commodore Ballroom. So next week, I'm going to be playing a lot of Frank Turner and Social D. I have to play Frank Turner all the time, because he's always on
the road.
Why
wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, and it fits the show perfectly, right? So it works just fine for me, but yeah. some stuff that is going to be released or re-released that I thought was kind of cool. Billy Bragg, the Mermaid Avenue session is going to be released on April 21st. They're re-releasing Opie Ivy, Operation Ivy. Hectic End Energy, and I don't know if it's on vinyl. And if it's on vinyl, I'm buying it. No doubt.
Yeah, no, that's a classic album for sure.
Yeah.
Why now of all times they broke?
What's that?
I said, wonder why now. I was like, we're out of money.
I have no idea, but I know the Classics of Love is pretty good.
His new hardcore band kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, no, I only heard two songs, but it was great.
Yeah, and I actually had a friend once upon a time, and he's not my friend anymore. And he had
a sad story.
This is unrelated, but he had an Operation Ivy original vinyl of Energy, and instead of giving it to me, and he knew I'm a big fan, I've got the tattoo on my back, for Christ's sake, is that he gave it to charity.
Ah!
He gave it to charity, yeah. And this is when I was in college. Brutal. I was getting
that's why
charity.
That's why you're not friends anymore.
That's why it might as well be. Stuff like that, you know, we'll do it. But anyway, so that's, I hope it's coming out on vinyl. That'd be sick, and I'll be doing that. Yeah, and then there's some new albums and stuff like that, so I'll discuss about that later on. But we've been chatting long enough, I think, you know, so let's get back into some music. Here is Brandon Kelly, Like a Record Player. You listen to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR.
Down. The time. This is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and that's Canada, boys.
UBC student knows that the year begins optimistically.
In your arms tonight.
But by the end of it, you're ready for a little. Any smart UBC student will therefore know that it's best to get your tickets early to the annual AMS Block Party, featuring Mother Mother, Masterpack, DJ Headspin, the Boom Booms, and more. Thursday, April 5th on the McInnes Field, your AMS brings you the fifth year of music, partying, and hopefully some sunshine. Early bird tickets available at the Outpost until March 9th, and general tickets available thereafter. For more info, search for the AMS Block Party on Facebook. The fifth annual AMS Block Party is proudly sponsored by CITR.
We play our hearts out to half-filled rooms. You can see a set cross on. Maybe calling now to blaze a song. Blaze us through the air. Light dress that's flaring. She's thinking about her life and the things that
And it's ace, ace, ace. Where's your pretty face? Hell, I used to wish upon that star till you took off your makeup and now I don't want to lick it up, you fucking buttercup. You washed off your rock and roll, and now the devil doesn't want your soul. And neither do we. 1, 2, 3 anymore. 1, 2, 3, 4. They gave Peter Chris the goodbye kiss. So take your 8 lives left and go cry to Beth and it's 8. Push a pretty face. Well, I used to wish upon that star till you took off your makeup. Broke my heart. And I guess Gene still got that tongue as a source of pride. But when I saw him and Tom Selleck in that movie Runaway, I did and cried and said, face, face, wish a pretty face. Fuck, I used to wish upon that star. He took off your makeup. And does anyone still recall the most famous front man of all? Paul, you twinkle-toed little star. We've wondered where the hell you are since you washed off that rock. I bet the devil doesn't want your soul. Neither do we. 1, 2, 3 anymore. 1, 2, 3, 4. And it's ace. Aces, where's your fucking pretty face? Motherfucker, I used to wish upon that star. I had to smash my air guitar the night you took off your makeup and broke my heart. Heaven's on fire. You gotta give credit where fucking credit's due. That's a fucking good song.
Hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah, man.
Don't encourage that kind of shit.
Again. I don't have any songs like that.
You should fucking be proud.
Let it play out there.
Stage banter on the radio.
Yeah.
Starlight ain't gonna happen.
All right. Well, who you're hearing in the background is...
That's funny if you know Lucero, too.
This is about Ben Nichols and Doug.
Looks like they have ideas of their own.
Corey.
Starlight is not gonna happen.
You have to go the complete opposite direction of the Kiss song.
So that's from the Empire Theater performance, and Corey's song about Kiss is that one. And the reason I played that is because Lucero is... has a new album out, or is coming out with a new album. It's Women and Work, and I think it might be out.
It's out, yeah.
Is it out? Okay, thank you. Yes, it's out. So that's that. And before that, we heard Cowpuncher, Call Me When You're Single, name of the track and the album. And then we heard Austin Lucas from Bristol Ridge, which is his split with Chuck Reagan.
Great record.
Judgment Day. It was, yeah, fantastic record.
If you're looking to figure out a way to bridge punk rock and like folk bluegrass, listen to that album.
There you go. And that's true. And he's coming to town on the 3rd. And I'm going to be taking part, I think, in helping that come along. And, you know.
Austin Lucas, voice of an angel.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And if you're out there and you don't know who he is, and if you listen to his album, you may be a little bit... you might wonder why I'm playing so much on my show, maybe, or even, you know, it's very country. It's very country. He has a wicked voice, but his live shows are not as kind of straight up country.
And it's not like new country either. It's not like overproduced sort of Nashville new country sort of thing that you see on CMT. It's very traditional country, but still, like,
it's
pretty
country.
Pretty country.
It's country. But you know what? His live shows are fantastic. And I suggest you go to check him out. He's playing at the Media Club on, I think, the 3rd of June. So,
of June, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, before that, Brendan Kelly, like a record player. And that's the singer from Lawrence Arms. He has a new album. It's Brendan Kelly and the Wandering Birds. And I'll get my hand on that soon enough. Let's see if I can find the tune that I downloaded with your handy your card here. Do you want to tell people about it?
I have a new record coming out. It's called I Go By The Sound. And this is the first song off that record. It's called Hideout. It's I wish I had the whole record done, but this was all I could get before I went on tour. And it's about getting frustrated with the city of Vancouver and cannot wait to get out of town and go somewhere where my cell phone doesn't work.
Perfect. All right.
Here I'm from a really small town, and we're one of the last towns in BC that literally does not have cell service. You can't get any, it doesn't even have internet. You got to get satellite internet. And it's a little town called Horsefly, BC.
Horsefly, it sounds little.
It's pretty little, yeah. It's pretty small, end of the road, kind of in the mountains sort of town. So that picture, you probably can't see it. It's some mountains in Horsefly.
Well, like, now, do you have horseflies in Horsefly? I
mean, it's in the mountains in summertime. There is, for sure.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, they're big biters.
Yeah, they certainly are.
Lots of mosquitoes, though. If you're looking for a smaller bug, there's plenty of mosquitoes.
Well, you know what? Who just walked by the studio here was Gak from Explode and Head Movies. That comes on soon enough. And he would know about horseflies because he is from Thunder Bay, Ontario. Nice.
Where they have horseflies in Thunder Bay, though?
Get on in here, Gak.
Black flies when I was in Thunder Bay.
They have tons of horse flies, mosquitoes, black flies, pine beetles.
Pine beetle, yep.
Fun ones that sort of take out a chunk of your flesh there.
Yeah.
Is that the same as the BC pine beetle, the scare?
I don't think so. Because I think that pine beetle, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Pine beetles in BC are not something that crawl on you and smack them. They live in trees and bore.
Exactly. That's why I was confused.
So, yeah, there might be... I forget exactly what they're called, but yeah, pine beetles is
regional
what we call them.
Regional
yeah.
naming.
Yeah. This one assumes that your arm is made of pine.
Yeah, totally. Burrows in.
What do you got in store for us?
Andrew Bird. He's got a soundtrack for a film that came out last year called Norman. So we're just sort of stick with a little bit of acoustic, but still sort of kind of vaguely experimental kind of set.
Perfect, because that'll bleed in nicely with my show.
Quite.
Yeah, because I did mention that Andrew Bird will be coming to the venue April 10th.
That's right, next week.
Next week, so.
Easter Tuesday.
Is that Easter Tuesday? Oh, wow. Is it Lent right now?
It's still Lent.
Is it still Lent?
Something day. Yeah, it's still Lent. I know a couple of people in the midst of Lent right now. Like, oh, it must be over. But of course, then they're like the Greek Orthodox version. I'm like, it's never over.
It's never over.
It's like a slow decay till the beginning of next year.
Okay. Well, okay, awesome. Well, that's Gak, and he will be on in 15 minutes.
Stay tuned.
So there you go. And I will be right back after these short messages with Jesse Laborde from Cambridge. And also, I can't say from, like, he's a solo artist. So.
From Vancouver.
From Vancouver and from Horsefly.
From Horsefly, yeah.
Horsefly. From here. There we go. So we'll be right back there, Vancouver.
We got a theory.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We know how magnets work.
That's right. If magic is all we've ever known, then it's easy to miss what really goes on. But I've seen miracles in every way, and I see miracles every day.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
it again. It's just that you know there's more than we can see. And what we know is narrow and bleak. And I've got to say, it inspires me. The way you know, if we work together, we'll be set free. Of anger and hatred, all those things that ain't right.
And now if you get this on the album, that's The Wild with their new disc, Set Ourselves Free, there's about a minute pause and then there's another little song, but they're cutting short because I've got 7 minutes left and we still haven't got around to the international release.
International debut.
There you go. That's Jesse Laborde in the background there, or in the foreground. Now, why don't you pop to the foreground here?
Hi.
There we go. And
I'd very much like to introduce this song. It's called Hideout, and I hope you enjoy it. That's my introduction.
All right, there we go.
If I can just make it through this week, I'll get enough to pay rent. Set some aside to pay my bills before I'm spent. I can't afford to not be working, but it's hard to get out the door. I'm counting days till the leaves start to fall and I can be somewhere.
All right, there we go. That was Jesse Laborde, and that is a new song called Hideout. And
there it is again.
That's Winamp. Remember Winamp, everybody? Well, that's what we got.
I got a buddy who still uses Winamp too. He's like, fuck iTunes, I love Winamp.
Yeah, I like my Iron Maiden skin, you know.
Yeah, totally.
So anyway, that's
you've
playing in the background.
Customizable skins, man.
So what, tell us a little bit about how we can get this track, because you're
as of
it
tomorrow, it's going to be on the internet for free, jessielaborde.com. We'll link you to Bandcamp, and you can just get it for free. And the rest of the album should be out May 1st, I'm hoping. Early May.
Early May. When do you get back on from your tour?
The 16th. So it's 14 days, pretty much, 14 days straight with a day off.
There you go. Well, you'll have a good time, I'm sure.
Should be good, yeah. Playing a festival, punk rock music festival in Hamilton, Hammer City.
Nice.
Playing lots of new places, Oshawa, hometown. Mm-hmm. Playing the Atria, I'm sure you maybe have been there. I don't know whether it's always been called the Atria or not.
You know what? I've never been. I left Oshawa a long time ago.
And
I often say the reason I came to Vancouver was because it was get as far away as I could from Southern Ontario and still be in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's. But I love it. Okay. If you're listening back home, you know, or back
Durham region listeners.
Yeah. Absolutely. So yeah. Anyway, we're done the show, and Gak's about to come on with Explode and Head Movies, and followed by the Jazz Show at 9 until midnight, and then it's Canada Post Rock with P-Bone. I'd like to thank Jesse for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, anytime at all. And please give us a little update, when you're on tour, when you get back, and, maybe you can play some more tracks from that
album.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess you should be playing a show after your album.
Yeah, I got to get a Vancouver show. I've been lazy for a long time, but I will as soon as I get back. This was my Vancouver show right here.
Oh, perfect. Hey, so there you go. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. You can always reach me at robert@badbird.tv, and you can send in all your good stuff. Otherwise, I will not see you next week, but I will see you the week after that, where Jack Mercer, I don't know if any of his Whiskey Bandits are coming on, but Jack Mercer will be coming on, and that will be good. So have a good night, Vancouver.
There is no way I'm gonna let this be the end of it, but for now. And there's no one calling on me. We won't be expected home till we're ready to return. And we will spend our days lying in the sun and our nights filled with drink and song. And we won't ever have to question, are we living for ourselves? Nope. Still cheap, and there ain't no one calling on me.
Yeah, 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 it's your man DJ Tamil, and when I'm up in Vancouver, I'm chilling and listening to 101.9. The best station in the whole Canada. What? I said it. Change my friends.
to enemies and show me how it's all my fault.
I won't let no disrupt, corrupt, or interrupt me. I won't let no disrupt, corrupt, or interrupt me. To walk right up and bite me, grab a hold of me and fight me, leave me dying on the ground. And I want love to spit my mouth wide open and cover up my ears and never let me hear a sound. I want love to forget that you offended me, or how you had defended me when everybody told me down. Change my friends to enemies. Show me how it's all my fault. Yeah, I won't let love disrupt, corrupt, or interrupt me.
May 27th at the Queen Elizabeth Theater after headlining the day before at Sasquatch. That was Jack White, joined there by Ruby Amanfu out of Nashville, and that was Love Interruption off his forthcoming solo debut, Blunderbuss, due April 24th through his Third Man Records. The former White Stripe, but current raconteur and Dead Weather his current live performances apparently feature two separate backing bands, and he's mixing songs from all his previous acts with new material. And there's a couple singles that are coming out in advance of Blunderbuss. One of them actually was just released yesterday, April 1st, and apparently Freedom at 21 was released via 1,000 helium balloons. So, of course, so that if they burst and pop along the way,